Walk in it is our mutual encouragement.
我们请翻开以赛亚书三十章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章。
Isaiah, chapter 30.
请读二十节。
Please read verse 20.
三十章二十节，主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你眼必看见你的教师。
Verse 20, and though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet your teachers will not be moved into the corner anymore, but your eyes shall see your teachers.
二十一节，你或向左，或向右，你必听见后边有声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。
Verse 21, your ears should hear the word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it, whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left.
这是先知当时候传达给百姓的一个很重要的应许。
And this is a promise that the prophet gave to the people at the time.
神虽然用艰难困苦来刑罚他的百姓。
Even though God used adversity and affliction to punish his people.
他的目的其实就是要他的这些百姓能够真的回转归向神。
But his goal is to have his people turn back to him.
要让这些神所爱的百姓真的看到神的用心，像一个非常慈爱的老师要教导他所爱的这些人学习这个功课。
And God used this way to show his people that he is like their teacher and he loved them.
他说这个教师不再隐藏。
And this teacher will no longer be hidden.
他是显然的让百姓都看见，也知道他的作为。
He is very visible to all the people and his actions.
然后他说，你或向左，或向右，当你要偏向左边或偏向右边的时候。
Whenever you want to turn to the right hand or the left hand.
然后你会听到后面有声音说。
And you will hear a voice behind you saying.
这是正路，要行在其间，就是不要偏向左右，要走在这条路上。
You will hear this is the way, walk in it, do not go to the left or the right.
你看这个经文，他特别说，就是那个声音是在你的后面讲的。
And the Bible tells us this voice comes from behind us.
也就是说，他并不是在你前面拉着你的手说，走这条路吧。
And he's not in front of you, pulling your hand, telling you to go this way.
他是在后面看着他的百姓，然后在注意看他们的一举一动。当他们要走偏的时候，就跟他提醒说，不要转出去，要走在这条路上。
And he's walking behind his people. To see them if they're going to the left or going to the right.
那表示说，那这个教师他现在扮演的角色跟以前不一样了。
And the role of this teacher is different from the past.
以前神带领他的百姓出埃及的时候
，When God guided his people out of Egypt,
他是在前面走的。
He was walking in front of them.
然后他走在前面，让所有的百姓跟着后面。
And he walked in front of them, and the people walked behind him.
就像一个牧羊人一样，他在前头带头，然后这些群羊就跟着他走。
Just like a shepherd leading his sheep.
因为那时候百姓他们不知道那个路在哪里，不知道怎么走。
And at the time, the people does not know where they're going.
所以以前神的角色，他是自己开那条路走出来，然后他的所有的人呢，就跟着他在后面就对，你不用去担心前面那什么路了。
And the role of God in the past is He is the one leading in front of us, so you don't have to worry about where you're going.
我们来看民数记第十章。
Let's turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 10.
这在旷野的时代，这是神他的作为。
And this is the action of God in the time of the wilderness.
民数记第十章，看第三十三节。
Let's turn to Numbers, chapter 10, verse 33.
十章三十三节，以色列人离开神的山，往前行了三天的路程。主的约柜在前头行了三天的路程，为他们寻找安息的地方。
33. So they departed from the mountain of the Lord on a journey of 3 days. The ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them for the 3 days journey to search out a resting place for them.
三十四节，他们扎营往前行，日间有神的云彩在他们以上。
34. And the cloud of the Lord was above them by day, and they went out from the camp.
你就看到，这就是在旷野的时代，神，他说用他的约柜在前面先走三天。 这个路先走出来的时候，那才给百姓跟上来。
In the time of the wilderness, when the people traveled, the cloud, the God walked in front of them for about 3 days journey.
因为前面的路百姓他们不知道。
Because the people does not know the way in front of them.
每一站都要这个约柜先走出去，然后找到一个安息的地方停住了，那他们就扎营。
And the Ark of the Covenant will walk in front of them, and wherever it stops, that's where they camp.
三天的路程表示可以走很远的。
So 3 days journey, that's a far distance.
但是因为有这个约柜上他说有神的云彩在带头，所以百姓他们很远远远的地方就可以看到这个云彩所走的路线，那他们就知道说，哦，这个就是从这里到那边去要怎么样过去的。
And above the Ark of the Covenant, there's a cloud of God. So wherever the people see this cloud, they know where to go.
那等到了迦南地以后
，And when they reach Canaan,
那百姓他们就各自住在他们被分配的地方了。
And the people lived where they were assigned.
那他们现在其实已经都知道那条路了。
And they all know the way by now.
因为当神颁布了律法。给他们这些所有的诫命、律例、典章以后
，When God told them all the statutes and the commandments and the laws，
他们就知道神的心意是什么，应该要走什么叫做神要他们走的路了。
And so they know what kind of way they want the God wants them to walk in。
律法、神的要求，让他们很清楚的知道哪一条路是神喜爱的，什么样的路是神厌恶、说不可以走的。
And the law that the Lord gave them。Told them what road they should take and what road they should not take.
所以神的话就成为他们的规范。
So the Lord, the words of the Lord become their statute.
哦，因此摩西他在约旦河东他要离开百姓以前，特别跟他们重申了神的律法。
And in the east side of River Jordan, God told them again His laws.
就借由摩西来宣告的。
And it was through Moses He proclaimed to the people.
就是说他现在把生命跟灭亡的路。都摆在百姓面前。
And he told them the way of life and also destruction right in front of their face.
他现在要百姓去选择生命的道。
And he wants the people to choose the way of life.
因为神他给百姓这些律法，他的信息就是铺了这条路让他们遵行。
And God made this law the way of life for them to follow.
他们如果遵行，他们就得福气。
If they follow this law, then they will receive blessings.
那他们如果偏离了，就会遭害受咒诅。
And if they go against the law, they will be cursed.
我们现在请看生命记三十章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 30.
生命记三十章看第十九节。
Chapter 30, verse 19.
三十章十九节。
Chapter 30, verse 19.
我今天呼天唤地的向你做见证，我将生命祸福陈明在你面前，所以你要选择生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活。
Verse 19, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live.
第三十，二十节说，
Verse 20,
且爱主你的神，听从他的话，专靠他。因为他是你的生命，你的日子长久也在乎他。
Verse 20, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey His voice, and that you may cling to Him, for He is your life and the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and give them.
那这里就是现在摩西他跟百姓说，我现在把生命跟祸福陈明在面前。那你们要选择生命这条路。
And Moses gave them two choices in front of them. One is life and one is death. And he wanted them to choose life.
如果能够遵守听从神的话，那么他说神就是成为我们的生命，我们在这一条路上，在神所应许的这个福气里面都有份的。
And when you obey his word and choose life, then you will have a part of him in his blessings.
所以当百姓他们进迦南地以后，他们那个路已经很清楚了。
So when the people entered the land of Canaan, they knew the way.
只要照神的吩咐去做的，就是生命的路。
And if they follow the words of God, then they have life.
现在问题就是说，知道以后他要不要走上去的问题而已。
Problem is, do they want to follow it after knowing it?
因为并不是说我不知道什么是神喜爱，什么是不喜爱的，所以我做错了。
And it's not like they don't know the way; they're confused.
他们如果做错，是因为他们选择 圣经里面讲这个祸患，而不是选择生命。
And because they already know, and if they still choose death or curse.
但是神的意思，神对百姓的要求，就是要他们走在这条路上，不要去选择祸患，要选择生命。
But the way of God is for them to choose life and not death.
那所以你看，现在神的角色就跑到后面去了。
And now we see that the road of God went behind them.
他要百姓自己去选择，自己去走。
And he wants the people to walk their own way, to choose their own way.
可是神也不是说我就不管你们，让你们自生自灭吧。
But God did not ignore them completely.
他反而是退到后面去，然后实实在在看着他们百姓，然后呢，看他们要转离开的时候，就一直跟他提醒说，要走在正路上，不要离开。
And he only went behind them to watch them if they go to the left or the right.
啊，这个就是神的另外一个方法，在爱他的百姓。
And this is another way of how God loves His people.
因为在以赛亚书从28章到33章，我们就看到了神对百姓的提醒。
And in Isaiah chapters 28 through 33, we can see the warning of God.
为什么以赛亚先知会一连串的宣告？他说有祸了，祸在，祸在。
Why did the prophet Isaiah keep emphasizing woes?
因为当时候百姓已经要转，已经离开了神的这个正路。
Because the people have already walked astray from this way.
那现在神要百姓转回来。
Now God wants the people to walk back.
当一个人如果不是走在神的正路上，是很危险的。
And it's very dangerous for somebody to not walk in the way of the Lord.
因为这条路，你看每一个人走在这条路上，都认为说他走的这个路是对的。
And everybody when they walk, they think they're walking in the right path.
我们如果知道我们走错路，我们一定会转头的。
If you know you're already in the wrong path, you will turn back.
就好像今天我们要去一个目的地，如果我们后来发现我们走错方向了，应该往北的，现在跑到往南边去了，一定要赶快转回来。
For example, if you're going to a destination today and you notice that you're going in the wrong way, then you will turn back.
问题是有时候不知道说这个方向是错的。
But sometimes you do not know that you're walking on the wrong path.
他一直以为说会到达那个目的地。
And you keep thinking that you will arrive at your destination soon.
等到走到底了才发现是灭亡之路，那就太慢了。
And until you travel to the end and you found out that the road led to destruction, then it's too late.
所以我们 要常常去用神的话语来调整我们自己所走的路。
So we have to use the word of God to adjust our ways.
因为人以为正的路往往都是灭亡之路。
And a lot of times the way of the man usually lead into destruction.
看诗篇，不看箴言第14章。
Let's look at Proverbs 14.
箴言十四章
Proverbs chapter 14.
12节
Verse 12.
箴言十四章十二节
Proverbs chapter 14 verse 12.
有一条路人以为正，至终成为死亡之路。
12. There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death.
这条路如果不是神的路，我们自己以为正的，那就危险了。
If this is the way you think is right, but it's not the way of God, then it leads to death.
今天人自己以为正路有很多很多种。
And there are many many ways that people deem correct.
有人觉得说我心存善念，都不做坏事，我就是对的了。
And many people think that if I don't do anything wrong, then I'm righteous.
所以就认为说，我今天如果行善事，我不存恶念，我就可以得救。为什么不能得救？
And if I do charity work, if I don't do anything wrong, then I should be saved.
有人觉得说，生命就是这样子，要及时行乐，所以呢，今朝有酒就今朝醉吧。
So people think if you do the right thing today, if you can be happy, then you should be.
反正明天要死了，就吃吃喝喝吧。
So if you're going to die tomorrow, then might as well enjoy yourself today.
当抱这样的一个观念的人，他也是觉得他走在这条路上是值得的。
And for some people who think this way, he thinks he's thinking the right path.
但是圣经说，这个至终都成为死亡之路。
But the Bible says at the end of this is death.
但是神认为的正路一定只有一条。
And there is only one way that God thinks is correct.
很多人认为说条条大路通罗马。
And many people think that all ways can lead to heaven.
也就是说，每个人都想要得救，走不同的方向，不同路而已。
And everybody wants to be saved, but there are many ways to go about doing it.
所以信这个也可以，信那样子也可以，不管你用什么，反正你就是都会达到同样的目的地。
So it doesn't matter what religion you believe in. At the end, you will be saved.
但其实不是这样。
But in reality, it's not right.
神的正路一定只有一条。
And there is only one correct path of God.
因为这条路是像我们今天早上讲的，它是很简单、很明白的，不会 即使那个愚昧的人都不会走错的。
And this path is very easy to understand. Even a foolish person cannot go wrong.
而且一定只有一条，不会有很多岔路，然后等到走出去忘记了，然后就走迷了。
And there's only one way. There's no forks, so there's no way to go wrong.
所以神的路才是真的正路，是会让人得救的。
So God's way is the only way that leads to salvation.
那人的路之所以会灭亡，是因为往往人的路都是走在罪恶的路上。
And the reason why the way of the man usually lead to death because the way is sinning.
神的正路是叫做圣路，就是圣洁的路。
And God's way is the way of holiness.
但是人的路通常都是罪恶的路。
And man's way is usually a sinful way.
我们现在看箴言第四章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 4.
箴言第四章。
Proverbs chapter 4.
我们现在看第二十六节。
Verse 26.
四章二十六节，要修平你脚下的路，坚定你一切的道。
26. Ponder the path of your feet, and let all your ways be established.
27节，不可以偏向左右，要使你的脚离开邪恶。
27. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil.
神的路是正路，就是没有不义，没有邪恶的。
And God's way is the right way. There is no evil.
但是人的路往往可能是充满罪恶。
And many times the people's foot turn to evil.
你就是看到今天为什么今天在教会里面的标准，教会里面所教导的跟这个社会所给我们的信息是不同的。
And that's why the standard of God, the teaching in the church, is different from the society.
这个社会是要求觉得你只要舒服，你只要认为你觉得可以就可以了。
And in this society, they tell you that if you're comfortable, if you are okay with it, then it's fine.
没有什么绝对的，所以你就按照你的情形就因地制宜吧，就开始调整了。
And there's nothing absolute, so you should do whatever you see fit.
但是神的路不一样。
But the way of God is different.
神的路是很清楚、很绝对的。
And God's way is absolute and it's very clear.
因为神绝对不会今天这样子，明天又改变了。
And God will not change from today to or tomorrow.
那所以神是圣洁的，圣洁也是绝对的。
And God's holiness is also absolute.
因此他这里特别提醒说。他说：“不要偏左右，要使我们的脚离开邪恶。”
And that's why in verse 27 says, "Do not turn to your right or left. Remove your foot from evil."
所以这条路就是圣洁的正路。
And this way is the right way, the holy way.
那这个就是神所设定的。
And this is established by God.
那当时候以色列选民呢，他们其实已经都偏出去左右了。
And in the time of Isaiah, the Israelite actually have walked astray.
我们现在如果看回来以赛亚书三十章的二十节
，Turn back to Isaiah chapter 30 verse 20。
当时候这些百姓，他们神给他们艰难当饼，困苦当水。
And at that time, the God gave the people bread of adversity and water of affliction。
这个艰难饼，困苦水，就是吃的很难过，就是不好吃啦，不好喝的啦。
And bread of adversity and water of affliction, they're hard to take。
但是不好吃不好喝，可是又可以让他们活下来的。
Even though they are hard to take in, but it allowed them to survive.
所以这个所谓艰难困苦，就是当时候他们遇到很多的患难，外面很多的那个敌人要来攻击他们。
At that time, there were a lot of enemies that wants to attack them.
那其实是因为百姓他们当时候是在神眼中是悖逆的儿女。
And in the eyes of God at the time, the people were rebellious.
第三十章的第一节说
，Chapter 30, verse 1 says，
神说：“祸哉，这悖逆的儿女
！”God said, "Woe to the rebellious children."
这些儿女是他的儿女，他们这些儿女成为悖逆的，就是不听他的话的。
And these are his children who became rebellious.
那不听话，他怎么样不听话
？So how are they rebellious?
他说：“他们同谋不由于我，结盟不由于我的灵，以致罪上加罪。”
Because they take counsel, but not of me, and who devise plan, but not of my spirit.
也就是说，他们当时候已经不会想要听从神的指示了。
And they already do not listen to the Lord anymore.
那所以他们已经从这个正路上离开。
They already walk away from a straight path.
其实，以赛亚书里面这里所宣告这些祸，就是当时候百姓他们走错路的。具体的事证就是他们是怎么样走偏的。
And the woe that was proclaimed in the book of Isaiah described how they walked astray from God.
那这些宣告、这些提醒都要成为我们的见解。
And this woes should be our warning.
那这个就是 我们从历史里面去 学到功课。
And this is what we should learn from reading the history.
百姓他们会走错路的这个事实，今天很有可能会重复在我们的现代生活里。
And the fact that the Israelite walked astray from the Lord could happen to us today.
我们很有可能也会成为这个悖逆的儿女，如果我们不听这个神的声音呢？
And if we don't listen to the word of God, we could be like them, a rebellious children of God.
当时候神，你看一开始以赛亚书第一章，神就发出一个叹息啊，他说：“我这些儿女啊，竟然不认识我。”
And in Isaiah chapter 1, there was a sigh from the Lord that his children does not know him.
牛驴都认识主人，但是我养大的儿女却不认识我。
And the livestock even know his master, but my children does not know me.
那表示他们已经听不见神的声音，也不愿意走在神的路上。
They no longer can hear the voice of God. They no longer want to walk on the path of God.
你看，在这个这几章圣经里面所讲的这个祸，我们这个礼拜在读的这些进度啊。
And we're reading, according to our Bible progress, Bible reading progress, we're reading the woes.
我们看到百姓他们当时候在哪些路上走错了呢？
And what path,
哪些方向走错了？
And in what direction are they wrong?
我们如果看二十八章的第一节，
Turn to chapter 28, verse 1.
二十八章第一节，他说：“祸在以法莲的酒徒，住在腓美谷山上的，他们心里高傲，以所夸的为冠冕，犹如江蚕之化。”
Verse 1. Woe to the crown of pride.To the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is the fading flower, which is at the head of the verdant valleys, to those who are welcomed with wine.
这里是说带着这个骄傲冠冕的人是有祸的。
And those who wear the crown of glorious beauty is woe to them.
他们他说用这个骄傲来觉得是冠冕，就是他觉得说。他所做的是很对的，他觉得他是很有成就的。
And they think whatever they do is correct.
他也是住在，事实上也是住在腓美谷的山上，哇，他整个的环境啊，各方面都觉得很不错了。
And they live at the head of the verdant valley, so they think they're doing wonderfully.
但是其实他们就像江蚕之花一样，已经危在旦夕了。
But actually, they're like a fading flower; they're about to die.
可是他们不知道。
But they do not know it.
因为他已经酒醉了。
Because they're drunk.
他在自己的这个成就里面，他自己现在这个享受当中已经迷失了。
And they're lost in their pleasure of sin.
所以他基本上已经不是走在神的正路上。
They're not walking on the right path of God anymore.
那这个已经偏出去，神就透过先知说祸在，这样有祸要转回来。
So through the prophet Isaiah, God told them that this is a woe.
你看当一个人如果酒醉以后，他就已经分不清楚什么叫做对的或错的，或者有价值没价值。
And when someone is drunk, they do not know what's right or what's wrong, and what's value and what's invalue.
然后对神的提醒，对神的那个法则就藐视，不相信。
And they despise or they do not believe the statue of God.
所以当时候这第一个祸讲的就是百姓藐视神，不相信神。
And the first woe is talking about how the people despise the word of God.
他藐视神，接下去一定是藐视神的信息。
And if they despise God, then they will despise His word.
哦，所以二十八章的第九节，他们藐视先知说：“你要将知识教训谁呢？你要使谁明白传言呢？是那些刚断奶离怀的吗？”
And that leads to verse 9, that which says, "Whom will He teach knowledge, and whom will He make to understand the message? Those just weaned from milk, those just drawn from the breasts."
也就是说。先知，你要讲这些话啊，像教小孩子一样啊，一直重复啊。我们不是小孩子，你不要跟我们讲这些了。
And the people think that what prophet is telling them is for the babies, not for them.
因为他们当时候已经定了一个心意，想要去寻求他们自己的方法，他们不想接受神的劝勉。
And in their heart, they want to seek their own way. They do not want to heed to the words of God.
把神的命令摆在旁边了。
They put aside the teaching of God.
所以他觉得先知的信息很啰嗦。
And they think the message of the prophet is annoying.
他说你这里加一点，那里加一点，哦，那一直重复，都力上加力，力上加力，都是一直重复的东西。
And you keep repeating your message.
当时候其实百姓他们就是已经走入了藐视神、不信神的这个错路里了。
Because the people already despise the word of God.
那结果当然神就透过先知提醒，这是有祸，神要审判，要他们回转。
And this is why God used his prophet to warn them that there there's woe to them.
我们今天要常常去想想，我们对神的命令会不会觉得很繁琐
？So today we have to think: Are we annoyed by the words of God?
就好像我们在灵会期间，传道跟我们所分享的，在马拉基书，神跟人的关系，出错了出在哪里？出在人认为神的命令很繁琐。
And in Malachi that we just discussed in the spiritual convocation, the pastor encouraged us that are we tired of thinking about the words of God?
是觉得说神的这些要求好像没有价值，没有意义。
And is God's demands invaluable to us?
其实神的方式是最有效的，最重要的。
But we know that God's way is the best way.
因为人是神造，神知道什么方式对人是有害，什么死对才是真的有益的。
But God created us, so He knows what's best for us and what's harmful to us.
我们要反省我们对神的这个话语、神的命令的态度是什么。
So we have to reflect on our attitude toward the words of God.
我们如果发现有偏差，要赶快调整回来，要真的听从神的信息。
And if we find out that we're walking away from the path of God, then we have to come right back.
我们要听，要愿意听神所说，这是正路。
We have to willing to hear that this is the right path of God.
看第28章12节。
Let's turn to chapter 28, verse 12.
他曾对他们说：“你们要使疲乏人得安息，这样才得安息，才得舒畅。”他们却不肯听。
Verse 12. To whom he said, "This is a rest with which you may cause the weary to rest, and this is refreshing." Yet they would not hear.
他指的是神，主曾对百姓、先知、祭司这样说：“你们要使疲乏人得安息，这样才叫做安息，才叫做舒畅。”可是他们却不要听哦。
And he, which refers to God, he told the priest that this is a rest with which you may cause the weary to rest, but they do not want to hear it.
那表示说他们就不愿意走在这个正路上，当然就继续走在错误的路上，然后接下来就是刑罚审判就来到了。
And of course, this means that they would rather walk in their own way, so the judgment would come.
然后接下去看第29章第一节。
And let's turn to chapter 29, verse 1.
祸在亚利伊勒，亚利伊勒，大卫安营的城，任凭你年上加年，节期照常周流。
Verse 1. A woe to Ariel, the city where David dwelt, add year to year, let feasts come around.
那这个祸我们在星期二聚会的时候已经有详细谈过了。
And we talk about this woe in Tuesday night's service.
那这个在说明当时候百姓他们其实只是表面性的敬拜，形式化的信仰，并不是真实的从心里面敬畏神的。
And this is saying that the people only worship God at that time, only do it superficially and not with their hearts.
他们认为说我们这个城市大卫安营的城很坚固，很有保障的。
And they think that this is the city where David dwelt, so it's very secured.
加上他们这样子节期照常周流，就是立法规定要怎么做就怎么做，他们都有做啊。
And they do everything that according to the laws, including all the feasts.
但是神说你们有祸了。
But God said, "Woe to you!"
所以现在神判定的不是说你到底有没有做，你做了什么。
So God does not see if you do it or not.
神不是只有看这些表面的而已。
And He does not merely look at these superficial things.
神是看到我们做这些动作行为的真正内心的动机是什么。
And God wants to see our true motive in our heart when we do these things.
我们是为了要得到人的称赞，然后只是说我们要尽我们的义务，还是我们真的是心里面会敬畏神，然后会想要遵从神所给我们的吩咐。
Do we want to do it superficially for others to see, or do it mere formality, or do we really do it from the bottom of our hearts?
29章的第13节。
Chapter 29, verse 13.
主说：“因为这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，他们敬畏我，不过是领受人的吩咐。”
Verse 13. Therefore, the Lord said, "Inasmuch as the people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but have removed their heart far from me."
所以当我们敬畏，当我们的敬拜本身只是出于传统习惯人的吩咐，那这样子我们走的路其实已经偏差了。
So if we worship God out of formality or out of habit, then we're walking away from the path of God.
我们要时常的来反省我们自己敬拜神的动机。
So we have to constantly reflect on our motive to worship God.
为什么我们要祷告？
Why do we need to pray?
为什么我们要来聚会？
Why do we come to church service?
为什么我们要读圣经？
Why do we need to read the Bible?
这些东西 我们是为了别人做的，还是真的我们想要亲近神，我们很自然做出来的？
Do we do these things for others to see, or do we really do it from the bottom of our hearts?
神要我们走的正路，就是用真的用心灵诚实拜神的。
And what God, the true path of God, we have to do it out of the truth.
看约翰福音第四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
第四章。看第二十三节
，verse 23，
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
But the hour is coming, and now is when the true worshipper worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship Him.
真正拜神的，用心灵，就是用圣灵，用诚实，也就是用真理来拜他。
And those who worship the Father must worship in spirit and truth, which means the Holy Spirit and also the truth of the Bible.
真的从我们的心里发出来的敬拜。
And to worship from the bottom of our hearts.
这是第二个祸里面他所提出来的给我们的警惕。
And this is the second warning of the woe that was mentioned.
也就是百姓他们走错路，神要他们回转的提醒。
And this is the warning of God when the people walk astray.
看回来以赛亚书二十九章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 39,
第十五节
verse 15.
祸哉那些向神深藏谋略的，又在暗中行事，说谁看见我们呢？谁知道我们呢？
Verse 15. Woe to those who seek deep to hide their counsel far from the Lord, and their works are in the dark. They said, "Who sees us? And who knows us?"
这个就是当我们认为我们可以做什么事情来向神隐藏。认为神不知道，这样的人就是有祸了。
And in 15, it mentioned that woe to those people who think that whatever they're doing it in they're hiding away from God.
我们如果了解神，我们就知道神的眼目遍察全地。
And if we know God, then we know that God sees all.
诗篇一百三十九篇第一节是说，我们今天话还没有讲出去。神都已经知道的。
And in Psalm chapter 139, verse 1, even before we speak something out of our mouth, God already knows.
所以诗人，你看第二十三节，他就说：“主啊，你来鉴察我，鉴察我的心思意念，看看我心里面有没有什么恶行，一些不好的意念。”
In verse 23, it says, "Seek my heart."
啊，表示我们相信神鉴察一切，他知道所有的细节，所有一切。
So we know that God sees all and He seeks our heart.
所以，如果我们知道神有这个特质，我们没有办法向神隐藏，那我们随时都很小心、很注意。
So if we know that God has this ability, then we're constantly reminded of ourselves.
我们会敬畏神。
We will fear Him.
我们不会把事情颠倒了。
And we will not do things the wrong way.
因为当时的百姓他们把事情搞错了。
Because at the time, the people have already do wrong things against God.
二十九章十六节说：“你们把事情颠倒，你岂可看窑匠如泥吗？被制作的物岂可论制作物的说他没有制作我？或是被创造的物论造物的说他没有聪明？”
In chapter 29, verse 16 says, "Surely you have things turned around. Shall the potter be esteemed as the clay? For shall the thing made say of him who made it, who did not make us?" Or should the thing formed said of him who formed it, he has no understanding?
我们要了解，我们只是一块泥，被神所塑造出来。我们是很脆弱的。
And we have to know that we are merely a clay, and we're very fragile.
神是造物的主。
And God is the creator.
我们是被他创造的。
And we are His creative people.
所以我们一切神都清清楚楚。
So God knows everything about us.
没有一件事可以骗得了神的。
And nothing is hidden from Him.
即使我们心里面潜意识，我们的任何一个想法，神都知道。
And God knows every thought of ours.
那所以，如果我们了解到这一点，我们会常常反省的话，我们就在神面前会常常要去存一个无愧的良心。
So if we understand this, then we will have a conscious heart in front of God.
所以有时候我们在迷糊当中，我就忘记神其实知道一切的。
And sometimes, when we're confused, we lose track of that God knows everything about us.
这个先知的提醒要让我们回转。
And God, the prophet, remind us to return.
第四个祸，也就是另外一个百姓他们当时错误的三十章第一节我们读过的。
And we have just read the fourth woe, which is the rebellious children.
他们当时候他说 他们想要去计划什么做什么事情，他们并没有求问神。
And when they want to devise a plan, they do not seek after the guidance of God.
他们已经打算要去，当时的百姓是想要去求埃及的。
And the people wanted to go and please the people of Egypt.
他们怕当时的先知知道。
They do not want the prophet to know.
因为他们知道先知一定会禁止。
Because they know that the prophet will try to stop them.
所以他们就不要让先知知道，他们当然也不会想去求问神，问神说可不可以。
So of course they do not want the prophet to know, and they will obviously not ask God's guidance.
所以这个悖逆的儿女，他在做决定的时候，他又不去想到神的意见了，这个叫做罪上加罪。
And when a rebellious people that they do not seek after the counsel of God, this is sin upon sin.
所以你看这件事情要让我们想到，今天我们做任何一个决定的时候，一定要求问神的旨意。
And what can we learn from this? Today, if we want to ask something from the Lord, we have to ask Him.
就像我们刚才诗歌402所唱的
，Just like what we sang in hymn 402.
神的路是最好的
，And God's way is the best way.
神的路是对的
，And God's way is the right way.
那所以我们要做决定的时候，我们一定要去想到求神帮助，求神指引。
So before we make a decision, we have to ask the counsel of God.
如果我们做决定，我们没有想到神，其实我们已经在走错路，已经偏向左右去了。
If we make a decision without consulting God first, then we're walking in the wrong path.
因为神知道前面的路是什么。
Because God knows the way in front of us.
我们人基本上眼光短浅。
And we are all very short-sighted.
我们很容易被这个表面性的一些现象迷惑了，我们会看不清楚背后真正的那个路线是什么。
And we're often confused by the things we see, so we don't know what's behind it.
但是神他知道。
But God knows.
所以如果我们求问神，神就会让我们明白，他会启示我们。
So if we ask God, then God will reveal it to us.
所以今天我们要尊重神。
So today we have to revere God.
就好像我们做儿女的要尊重我们的父母亲一样。
Just like how the children should honor God.
我们世上的父母亲，其实他不见得在各方面的程度、知识上会比我们好。
And our parents may not be better than us.
但是我们的天父，他肯定什么都比我们强。
But our Heavenly Father is much better than us.
我们绝对没有一件事情能够超越他。
And there's nothing we can do to better than God.
所以如果我们愿意寻求他的帮助，他的指引，我们一定得福。
So if we are willing to seek his help, then we will be blessed.
所以尊重神就是我们会时常去祷告，然后去读圣经，去看到他在圣经里面所给我们的指示。
So if we honor God, then we will pray and we will read the Bible and see the direction of God.
很多时候我们就想说我祷告啊。
And often we think that we already pray.
但是我就觉得还是不知道啊。
But we still don't know the way.
那不是说我们祷告或者我们读圣经没有用。
And so it's not saying that our reading Bible and pray is not effective.
其实我们祷告我们读圣经还不够好，程度不够深。
And it is because our prayer and our Bible reading is not sufficient.
所以其实我们要继续的在道理上下功夫，要去追求的。
So we have to pursue and do better.
我们要继续祷告，等候神。
We have to continue to pray to wait for God.
因为当时候神要他百姓要等候。
And at that time, God wanted His people to wait.
因为神有他的时候，神有他的做法。
Because God has His way and His timing.
就当时候的。